Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, Ms. Crystal, this is Elizabeth Schaefer. Two orders went in from our computer on the 16th of February. Before we saw the terms, once we and it said that you have 3 days to cancel in the terms. Now, I canceled the very same day. Now, we got our statement from the Visa, from our credit card, and the charges are all on there. I mean, there are several. I don't know what it's all about, but anyways. I had contacted you before, and so I've gotten some emails back where it said future charges have been canceled as per your request. I mean, future charges, I wasn't contesting future charges. I was canceling whatever was ordered. So what choice do I have then? Call my credit card and contest all those charges. I thought I'd give you a call first so you can see that I have called before several, that I have contacted you before several times.
Yes, ma'am. Can we start with your zip code, please?
Yes, 21804.
And you said Elizabeth Schaefer?
Exactly, yes.
Oh, wow. Nothing's wanting to come up that way for us. Let's see. How do you spell your last name, please?
S-C-H-A-E-S-E-R.
Okay. And it's under Elizabeth. There's no other name it could be under?
It could be under Liz, L-I-S, but I doubt it. I mean, I got... But when I got the email back from you, it did come back under Elizabeth, and it's written E-L-I-S-A-B-E-T-H.
Okay, let's see if that helps us out here.
Yeah.
I think I found this. Yes, ma'am. I'm spelling it with a Z. Sorry. Can you verify your address, please, ma'am?
Yes, it's 102 Ivy Lot Road, Salisbury, Maryland, 21804.
Thank you, ma'am. And yes, ma'am, all I see on this account here, this is even crazier. Okay. On this account
I
that
know.
I see here, it's telling me it's for a foot massager. And it's telling me, yep, which helps achy feet and joints. But this time it says you are charged $7.95 for the product. For the shipping and handling. And that's the only charge I'm seeing. And they got this canceled on the 17th. So you were on our end, you were never charged that total amount. I'm only seeing $7.95.
Yeah, so but how come it's on my statement in my on my credit card? And how much is that? That was the foot massager you were talking about?
Yes, ma'am, and I do see they charged you $7.95 for the shipping and handling on January 16th.
Yeah, but I have charges, two different charges here, a $49.99 and $89.99. So I don't understand that. I don't know what that is all for.
You see, to be honest, I don't see where we have any charges for $49.99 and $49.89. Yeah. You see, so I don't think, what date was that done?
It was all done actually on the same date. We realized after we had sent in for where it said it was just shipping charges, then we saw the terms and it said, like, you know, the foot massager, I think, was 40 some or 89 something. And I thought, no, I'm not going to do that. And I right away got in contact with you and I said, cancel this. This is not what we're opting for. And they just said, okay, well, but that doesn't help me. And it, when it, you know, appears on my credit card, so. So I don't know which is which. I don't know which is which. I mean, I have that charge of $49.99, $49.97, and $89.99. There are 99 cents, $7, $7, and 48 cents, and $6, and 97 cents. I mean, all those charges, I have no idea where they come from.
Okay, you see, what I would do is, because I don't see there are charges, it looks like it could be from a different company. What I would do is contact your bank or credit card company and ask them for a good number for those other charges. But this charge is $7.95 for the foot massager, we've got you totally canceled already, and there'll be no more charges from us whatsoever.
And that was the 7th?
Yes, no, ma'am. Let's see. This was done January. Let me get back and pull it back up. It was January 16th.
Yes.
For $7.95. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And what is the company that is dealing with this?
Okay. The foot massager is what I'm seeing. It's what they're calling themselves.
Yeah, but I mean, it has to come from a company. What's the company called?
Yes, ma'am. To be honest with you, I'm a third-party customer service representative. I represent 200 different businesses. The name of the company they're giving me is Foot Massager. That's all they're telling me. Foot Massager, yeah. The letter P is in Peter, and then 1.
Yeah, but that's all I found on whatever came in the paper, too. So.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
So there is nothing that you see on the, obviously there must be an account, right?
It's probably a different phone number. Yes, ma'am. There's probably a different phone number for those other charges. But the only charge from us is $7.95.
And they have been canceled, right?
Yes, ma'am. It has definitely been canceled.
Yeah. Do I need an ID for that when I talk to the credit company so they already know that that's taken care of?
Yes, ma'am. I can definitely give you a confirmation number whenever you're ready.
I am ready.
C as in Charlie. 2.
Yes.
5.
2.
8.
5. 8.
7.
7.
6.
6.
2.
2.
5.
5.
7.
7. May I repeat? C for cat, 2, 5. A for apple, 7, 6, 2, 5, 7.
No, ma'am. Take the A for apple out and put the number 8. Like 8, 9.
Oh, number 8. Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
No, it's me. No, ma'am. It's my accent. Sorry. No. Everybody does it. No problem.
Okay, honey. I mean, you help me all you can. So, but that is, I mean, like I said, I have 7, 8 charges on here, and I do not know where they come from. And it's just awful.
I understand. Yeah. I hate that. But hopefully they'll be able to help you get it taken out.
Yeah, I hope so. Anyways, that $7.95, I mean, that's the least of the charges when
yes,
I look at the $49 and the $89, and, you know, so. In other words, you can't help me with the rest. Anyways, the foot massager was not the same company. Then they have a neck massager. That's another thing.
Yes,
you
ma'am. That's another company. No, ma'am.
You don't see that at all. So, okay, dear. I'm sorry I wasted your time.
I'm here for you. No problem. You are sweet to talk to. I thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you're able to get everything taken care of, ma'am.
I do, too, and I thank you for your patience, honey. Be well and stay safe.
You too, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.